103.5 WIMZ, Knoxville's Classic Rock. George McFly on a 2 for Tuesday with more on the way. Hello.
Hey, man, it's Kip.
Kip Winger.
How's it going?
Kip Winger, everybody. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Did you get the picture I sent you?
I did. That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
One time, I was on Sunset Boulevard on a Harley that I actually borrowed for a photo shoot. A whole group of girls came by. You Kip Winger?
So funny.
No, I'm George McFly. Then they come up and they noogie me. Hello, McFly. I got awesome. Noogied by Biff. I did the Universal Studios Back to the Future premiere of the ride. Thomas F. Wilson, Biff, was there, and he actually came up and put me in a headlock. Hello, McFly. That's the highlight of my name. Kip Winger, buddy, how are you? Are you in Nashville right now?
I am. I'm in Nashville.
When did you move to Nashville?
2002.
Are you loving it?
Nashville's cool, man. I live downtown. It's great. Very vibey. 2002, yeah, it was a lot less happening back then, but it's pretty happening now. So, yeah, I dig it. You know, it's a great place to fly out of when you're touring. A lot of musicians here, great recording studios, you know.
You go to Whole Foods all the time. You look phenomenal.
60's the new 40, man.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel good, man. I'm doing great. Better than I've ever been.
Do you eat perfectly?
No, man. No, no. I do my best.
Did you always take care of yourself?
You know what? I never was like a cigarette smoker and stuff. Not a heavy drinker. So that's about it.
You and Ted Nugent have something in common.
I guess so, huh? That's about it, I would imagine.
My first concert ever when I was in high school was Alice Cooper. And you jammed in his band.
I certainly did, man. That was really cool because I was a huge fan. And Dennis Dunaway, the original bass player, was like one of my biggest heroes. So to play that stuff was very surreal. And you know, a month before I got on tour with them, I was a waiter. So, you know, it's pretty cool.
A buddy of mine in Denver knows you, remembers you from the, like, 1980 when you were in the band Colorado.
Oh, God. We went through so many incarnations, dude. We had so many band names. We were Colorado for a few years, you know. But Winger didn't actually happen until, like, 86. And I moved to New York in 82, I think, maybe. I don't know. I got an Alice Cooper in 80. I don't remember. 85, 86, something like that. Winger happened in 87, actually. So that was later down the road.
You've had success in classical music. Congratulations on being nominated for the Grammy a couple of years ago.
Thank you very much. That was a big surprise, but it's a huge passion of mine, and I take it very seriously. And, you know, so that was really gratifying. And I'm working on a commission for Nashville Symphony right now. I just finished my Symphony No. 1, and they're going to be premiering it in March of this year. So for anybody who is interested, it's going to be a hell of a thing.
I mean, people don't even understand. You can still crank up Conversations with Nijinsky. It still sounds good with your woofers and tweeters.
Yeah, that one's nominated, and I've been writing since then. And I've been really lucky, man. I mean, I never thought anybody would ever perform my music, but I've gotten a lot of performances. So I balance it between the Winger thing and the classical thing, and it works pretty well for me.
What do you like doing better, classical or rocking out on stage for this Monsters of the Mountain coming up?
Man, I get pumped up to do all of it. It's the same. Whether you're rocking a symphony or whether you're rocking a rock band, I mean, it's all the same to me. You know, there's 12 notes in the scale. It just depends on how you use them. And I happen to be very inspired, so I'm lucky that way. I'm never out of ideas. Doesn't mean the ideas are all good, but I've always got some ideas to mess around with and see if I can get anywhere with them. You know, the power of a Marshall stack playing AC/DC is very difficult to get with a symphony, but, you know, I keep trying. And if I can't get my rock yah-yahs out with the orchestra, I do it with the rock band and vice versa. It's a great mix for me because one really feeds the other, you know, and it's been that way for a long time now. So, you know, rock music is with an audience and interacting with an audience. And that's a huge plus about rock music is that you get to look the fans in the eye and everybody's digging the same thing at once.
You got a lot of fans here in East Tennessee, Kip. Monsters on the Mountain, October 15th through the 17th in Pigeon Forge.
We're playing on the 16th and, really looking forward to it. We're playing with Tesla that day. It's an amazing lineup for the 3 days. So for anybody that doesn't know about it, you should go to monstersonthemountain.com and check it out. It's the first annual concert of this kind, and hopefully it won't be the last because they put it together very well, and it's going to be fantastic.
Monstersonthemountain.com for tickets. Kip, you're good people.
Well, I appreciate it. I have been very, very lucky. So, you know, I just keep trying to make the opportunities happen, and some do and some don't. You just keep pushing, man.
Kip, it's good talking with you.
You too, man.
I'm glad to have been your doppelganger at least one time in my life. 30 years ago.
That rule. I never rode a Harley. I mean, I probably should have done that.
Yeah, I guess. But you've done pretty darn good without a Harley. Congratulations on all your success. It's great talking with you, Kip.
Okay, man. Have a great time.
Thanks for taking the time to call.
Bye.
Kip Winger. He's a good guy, isn't he?
He's good people.
Yeah, the Calvin. Good people. Good people. George McFly, 656 Rock, 656 Roll. Those are the numbers through to me. Motley Crue and Aerosmith. Twopers on Two for Tuesday coming up, 103.5 WIMZ.